A conversation with Canadian icon Sean Majumdar can run the gamut of topics in just 15 minutes. But there's always an undercurrent to his words. Majumdar thrives on making Canadians laugh, and he'll do so again in Halifax during the Love Tour on November 19. A This Hour Has 22 Minutes alum who was raised in Burlington, NFLD. Majumdar has been seen on Canadian screens for decades. He sees his current tour as a coming together for audiences after a difficult period. This has just been so great and revitalizing. The venues are filled with life, energy, and people are feeling a normalcy, said Majumdar. Everyone is thankful and grateful to be in a theater for a live show, packed shoulder to shoulder. We're all laughing, spitting, and coughing together, and enjoying ourselves. Majumdar's jovial attitude and gregarious spirit shine through as he sheds light on COVID-19, something the nation grappled with, and still grapples with to this day. Human beings have been through a traumatic 2 years. Other cultures and areas have had it much worse. In this world, trauma needs relief and healing. Getting together and laughing is so important. Comedy is the combination or tragedy and time, he said. Depending on the angle, there are certain topics about the pandemic that alienate people immediately or bring them together. It's a pretty nuanced topic to talk about on stage, but we can all relate to certain experiences. During the course of the conversation with Majumdar, he was happy to talk about anything and everything, a testament to his quick wit. From the good form of Maple Leafs goalie Matt Murray in his November 17 return from injury to Donald Trump's bid for the 2024 presidency, he had an interesting, funny take on current events. He has loved bringing his takes on everything from his personal life to the world around him to the stage as well. He was headed to Halifax following a successful show in Pictou where he had a special guest come to see him. It was just a great show at the Pictou County Wellness Center. Former National Defense Minister, Peter MacKay showed up, which was so cool, said Majumdar. His wife, Nazanin Afshan Jam, was there with him, and she's doing amazing things for Iran. He's the prime minister that never became prime minister. Majumdar is excited for his sold-out show at Halifax's Stories Spats Theatre, on a stage he's graced many times before. I love it so much. It's one of my favorite theaters. There's an intimate vibe, and we sell out there every time. This show run has been phenomenal, he said. We've sold out every show on this tour. It's a testament to the fact people are hungry to get out, and for them to want to come to my show is humbling and crazy. Majumdar has found himself busy as of late, co-starring on the popular Paramount Plus series From, fronted by Harold Perrineau. It was shot right here in Nova Scotia as well. He also did a stint on Hudson and Rex again this season, but he'll soon find himself back to Florida after this tour, and off to Costa Rica for a break with his family. It's funny, because I used the name, The Love Tour, to pull people in. But if people want all happiness, they'll be sorely disappointed, he joked. I should have called it, The Resentment Tour. There's definitely love sprinkled in. He speaks a lot about his family during this tour, and about fatherhood as well. I have to say the show is born of love. I have two kids, but it's definitely harder than I thought it would be, he said with a laugh. I'll be putting my kids up for auction during the show. They're just too much work. We'll do it black market, dark web style right in the theater. Majumdar's massive selling speaking engagements have come with a beautiful sense of community as well. He's been raising money for Hurricane Fiona relief along the way. We mainly did it in Newfoundland, where there was so much devastation on the South Shore. For meet and greets and merch, it was $10 a photo or whatever people would donate, and it went directly into a pool. It went wherever people needed it most, he said. In Newfoundland, over $10,000 went to Port Aux-Basque to the credit union, so they could get the money to wherever it was needed most, and right away. In PEI, the money went to food banks. We'll be doing it here in Halifax as well. Majumdar says seeing people come to his shows and enjoy a live performance has been nothing short of beautiful for him. You can just feel the energy. The world needs more of this right now. People are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when they come. I understand the love for Netflix and chilling, but we're social creatures by nature, he said. When we're brought together for a common focus, like watching some guy tell stories about how high his sperm count is, we're reminded about how important it is to be near each other more than ever. Majumdar plays the Spats Theatre on Saturday, November 19 at 7:30 p.m. There are a few single seats left.